With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Social Security Trust Fund, it is going to run out of money at a date certain. What is to be done? I welcome Veronique de Régie of the Mercatus Center writing about this at Creator Syndicate, because the hard answer to that question is nothing. Veronique, a very good evening to you. I thank you very much for reminding me what I do know and don't know about Social Security. It's going to end its ability to generate checks to all of us who are over a certain age at a date certain, I believe it's in the 2030s. What happens then? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, when the trust fund dries out, at that time, the program is going to revert to a pay-as-you-go system, which means that the program will only be able to pay the benefits that they have raised money for. So right now, the program raises benefit through the revenue through the payroll tax. But to make the difference between all the benefits that need to be paid and the revenue they raise, they use the assets in the trust fund. Well, when all these assets are gone, basically, the program will only be able to pay the benefits for which they have raised money. And that means roughly over 20% cut of benefits across the board.
Across the board for everybody, 20% at least, right?
At least, yeah.
And it could be higher than that because they depend then on the payroll tax. That's their only source of income?
Yeah, so I mean, if for whatever reason the economy was booming and they were raising a ton of money, maybe it'd be a lesser cut. But so far, it's above 20%, 21, 22%. That's what would happen. This is why when President Trump and President Biden say that they are not going to touch Social Security, I'm trying to get people to understand that what that means so far. If no one indeed touches Social Security, it means that in less than 10 years, we're going to get those big benefit cuts, which for a lot of people will be okay. But for those who depend entirely on Social Security, which is, I think, one out of seven beneficiaries rely entirely on Social Security benefit, for them, it's going to be terrible.
I testify as a Social Security recipient. I did not have a choice. As I understand it, when I reached 70 years old, something triggered and I kept getting bombarded by letters. They were generous in that they wanted to give me money, but there was no way to opt out of the program. And I'd heard for years there was no means testing. Now, would means testing help extend that date certain of the end of it? Are there enough people who could cut back on what they get or maybe not get anything at all, that it would save it for that one in seven?
Well, so if Congress were to change the law, for instance, by raising the retirement age or by means tested, meaning that people above a certain level would get either less or no benefits, yeah, of course, it would help because it would reduce the amount of benefits that needs to be paid every year. But so far, there's not a lot. There are not a lot of politicians who are willing to talk about benefits cut, even moving the retirement age, like like raising the retirement age would be a good way to do it. But yeah, so far, no one really wants to do that.
All right. Now, you write that the two parties generally have different approaches. Let's begin with the Democrats. They know the date certain is coming, and they know that this means they're going to have to reduce the payments for all of the people who depend upon them for leadership. What is their plan?
Well, so their plan is to pretend that they're not going to touch. But I think that the real plan is to not do anything until the time comes and then hope that the political solution will be to either raise taxes on rich people, which is there's not enough rich people to fill that gap. Not to mention that, you know, Social Security is only one of the two programs whose trust fund are drying out around that time. Medicare is another one. Or they just want to just use borrowed money. So basically transfer money from the general funds, which means borrowing money to pay for all the benefits. That's what the Democrats, I think, to the extent that they're talking about it. And I think they're hoping that the Republicans will continue to pretend that they will never touch anything because they know that the longer we wait, the more likely their way, meaning the borrow all the money away, will be what ends up prevailing.
So the Democratic success would be to add to the debt and going forward, add to the debt and raise taxes. The Republicans, do they have a plan?
Well, the Republicans, they don't want to talk about their plans. But I think the Republicans' plan would be more balanced and they would consider benefit cuts. And they should, because seniors are overrepresented in the top income quintile. It's not like when Social Security was created, where when you stopped working, you had a lot of people didn't have any money. So Social Security right now is really a big transfer of money from the relatively poor and young to the relatively rich and old. It doesn't mean that every senior is rich, but seniors often as a group are more likely to have more money than all the other income groups.
We're also living a long time, Veronique, and you're going to live even longer. It is not It's not rare to find a century-old person these days among the boomer class, and it is not it's easy for me to imagine your Gen X class is going to be a century plus, and our children will reach 110 and 120.
So I assume Republicans would be more inclined to raise the retirement age and cut benefits, means tested. But right now, they don't want to talk about it. And I think this is what I was trying to do in the column is to say, you know, the longer you refuse to put a plan out there to talk and to educate the American people about the reality of the need for reforms, the more likely the solution is going to be the bad one, because there won't be any time to actually push through reforms and have debates and things like this. And they're going to do the easy thing, which is to maintain all the benefits and then just borrow money, which is going to fuel inflation, is going to mean way more taxes for future generations.
Would raising the age to 75 help right now?
Yeah, of course it would, because effectively what it does is it reduces benefits. But 75, I'm all in favor of 75, but I think if we do this, we do not 75 for everyone, right? I mean, there are some professions, not many, that are still really hard, and where 75 would be kind of hard to navigate. But raising the retirement age is a direction we should, it's something we should absolutely do.
And right now, it wouldn't be partisan on either side from your assessment. Neither party has come out and say, we won't talk about raising the age.
None of them want to talk about changing benefits.
Our government, Veronique de Régis of the Mercatus Center, talking about what apparently the political class in Washington doesn't talk about, Social Security. If you're lucky enough, you'll get it for a long time and live 100 years. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.